Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Hump Day Happenings.
It is Hump Day Happenings, and Franny Katz is back with us in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are we all?
Yeah, good. Did you have a nice week?
Oh, I did. I did. I actually went to the cinema.
Nice.
Yes,
nice.
I did.
What did you see?
Rich Flew.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Interesting. I wouldn't say good.
Right.
I'm going to say a lot of money was spent, but the sentiment was lost. There was a lot of, again, a lot of dark scenes where you couldn't actually see what was going on.
So annoying.
And like, the main, sort of a main feature where this guy basically was supposed to die or maybe did die, they just skipped past it.
Okay.
It's just skipped and he's just dead.
Because you were thinking about seeing Baby Girl.
Yes,
which
I really wanted to see that.
I actually saw over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. Very weird.
Was it very dark? This is why people told me not to watch it in the cinema because it's a bit too dark.
Well, I wouldn't say dark, just weird.
Okay.
You know, there were bits that were, oh, a bit sexy, you know,
it's
and then there were bits.
Frisky movie.
Yeah, well, but weird frisky, you
yes.
know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, not
I think
normal.
That's the dark side.
Yes.
Dark frisky.
Yes, it's made me see, and my husband see, Nicole Kidman in a whole different light.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Well, now I'm intrigued again.
Yes.
I really fancy the other guy in it.
Ah, oh, then you'll love it.
Okay. My friend said there's a scene with him dancing and it's like,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, it's a bit special.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy. Maybe I'll just watch that scene.
Over and over again on loop. So we have had the Grammys.
We have. It's a hot topic.
As always, you know, it's often about the red carpet and what people wear. Or this year, what people don't wear.
That's right. Let's just go naked to the Grammys. How about it? So Kanye West, now apparently it's all his idea, it's come out. So previously, Bianca Censori, his girlfriend, post Kim Kardashian, is pretty much normally naked. She's very much normally not wearing clothes, but this time she actually is just naked. You can see everything.
Hmm.
She's wearing a sheer dress that you can't see.
Yeah.
So there's just full frontal and everything. So
yeah.
She made a real statement. She's wearing this giant, big black fur coat. And they're both on the red carpet next to each other. And he says, let's make a scene or something. That's what like the lip readers have said that he said to her.
Yeah.
Let's make a scene. Anyway, she turns round and drops the black fur coat. And everyone is up in arms. The media's lost it. The presenters can't breathe. No one really knows what to say because it's before Watershed, right? So, which means that you can't show nudity. And it's kind of live. There's live red carpets going on at the time. Obviously, the main show, I don't think, saw it. The main channel. But there's kids there as well. There's loads of people's kids there. They all take their kids to the Grammys. Mm. It's like, it's not on that late. And there she is, completely naked. Anyway, they were asked to leave. But since then, people have said that it's all him.
Yeah.
And he is really happy about how it's happened because now everyone's talking about him again.
Mm.
It's always a publicity stunt.
Oh, definitely.
It's just why she is the person who has to make the publicity stunt every time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is the issue, isn't it? That the media very much attacked him, which we've seen lots over the years, for good reason
various
a lot of the time.
Things, yeah.
But they're saying that he's coercive and he's making her do this
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. I think the only way we can get an answer to that is if she comes out and explains the situation.
Yes.
If she does an interview and says, no, I'm really happy to do this.
Yeah.
He's not pressuring me into anything. I wanted to do it for my own publicity stunt. Then fine. But her not saying anything, it doesn't look great,
no,
does it?
No. And a source said, which is interesting, she was the one who was saying that Kanye made her do it. But then she said afterwards they were both happy with the outcome.
Right.
Because he got what he wanted from it. So does that mean she was happy with the outcome because Kanye was happy, or she was happy with the outcome because it you know,
it's what she wanted to do.
That's how she also feels great about the whole thing.
I mean, there's a part of me before reading the ins and outs of the story, when I just saw the picture and heard that it had happened, my first reaction was it was only a matter of time in terms of seeing what people, women particularly, wear on these red carpets and how over the years that's got less and less and less and less. You know, I remember only about, I don't know, 8 years ago or something, when Angelina Jolie wore a beautiful dress that had a slit all the way up the side so you could see a little bit of her hip, which showed that she wasn't wearing any knickers.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking at the time, gosh, that's quite a big thing.
Yeah. And she's Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, exactly.
She did.
There's
the same.
Been so many incredible outfits where women are wearing less and less and less and less. Mm-hmm. They're showing nipples, they're showing their bottoms. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so when I saw this happen, I actually just kind of thought really blasé, well, it was only a matter of time.
It's true. It alarmingly wasn't that shocking, I guess, maybe because she's so perfect.
Yeah, I mean, she looks stunning,
that
doesn't
it's
she?
Less shocking.
Yes, I suppose.
I
show it off,
too.
Love. If you've got it, flaunt it type thing,
But I just found it less shocking also because it's her. And I feel like I've seen her completely naked about 1,000 times now. Even though we haven't, this time it was fully naked. She's basically almost always naked as well.
Right.
And has been in the paper for this reason. Yeah. X amount of times too.
I mean, it's a bit crass, isn't it? I mean, it's not, I suppose people could, you know, it's not very, very classy. And the whole less is more thing has totally gone out the window.
Well, also, yeah, because normally when they're mostly naked, it's to show off that designer.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the designer's name of said sheer dress, but I mean, they could have just made it in the car on the way there because you couldn't see it. So it didn't really matter. Also, I saw at the after party, they were definitely fine because they got removed from the Grammys. They weren't allowed in, but then we're at the after party, happy as Larry, and she's in a sheer black leotard that goes right up her bum. So she's basically naked at the after party too, but that's fine. Having said that, I have seen quite a few girls wearing similar outfits recently just in nightclubs. So I guess that's also accepted now.
Yeah.
Maybe with a nipple cover. I don't know.
It's a weird one, isn't it?
It is. But then again, people say own your body. Like, it's yours. Flaunt it if you want to.
Yeah.
There's a very fine line and it's a confusing one.
Yes. And so much of it is just opinion, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's people's opinion. There'll be people that think, oh, good for her. And people think, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. This is awful. And
I think it just wasn't the place.
No, not sure where the place is. Well, in the home, I guess. In the privacy of your own bedroom, that's where the place is.
Yeah, it's true.
On a nudist
beach. Definitely wasn't the place in this scenario.
Yes.
There's a great little picture there of a kid, like, leaning back around the corner. He's, like, probably, like, 9, and his eyes are so wide. Like, woo!
Oh, amazing. So, Beyoncé did very well.
Yes, Beyoncé won Best Album and Best Country Album, and there was a lot of conspiracy theories last year about Beyoncé and the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Everyone said, why does everyone have to thank Beyoncé? Because everyone, whoever wins Best Album or whatever, always normally says, I can't believe Beyoncé didn't win. Thank you, Beyoncé. And there was this big conspiracy last year that is saying basically Jay-Z's running the place and they have to thank Beyoncé, otherwise she'll get them.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I love a good celeb conspiracy. So yes, she actually did win this year with Best Album, Best Country Album. And the Rolling Stones won Best Rock Album. Mm-hmm. Loved their album. It's called Hackney Diamonds. So definitely have a listen to that. And Kendrick Lamar, don't know if you know who he is. He is very cool, keen rapper.
Yeah, he won loads of awards, didn't he?
4 Grammys. Gosh. Best Rap Performance is a very good one. Best Rap Song. He's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think he's cool?
Oh,
you're just saying.
Really cool.
Oh, okay.
I am cool enough to know that he's really cool.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have to say, I saw a photograph of Beyoncé, a bit of a wardrobe malfunction that I was very surprised to see of someone who will have been dressed with a stylist and plenty of money to make sure these kind of things don't happen. You know, sometimes as women we might have an underwire bra issue,
yes,
that generally means you need to buy a new bra. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a picture of her beautiful dress and I thought, what's that at the front? 2 bits of underwire sticking out, pressing into her chest.
No way.
And I thought, surely not. That's what it looked like to me.
Oh, and my gosh, I've not even noticed that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a publicity stunt as well.
Oh, maybe.
She wanted to get people talking about it. It's probably all that
maybe
way.
Maybe there were just two pointers. This is my chest. Please yeah. look at it.
It worked.
Yeah, it did. It did. I looked. I'm sorry. There is a show which I must confess I haven't watched called Celebrity Bear Hunt.
Well, it only came out today. It is on Netflix as of today,
right.
The full series. But it's the launch party was last night, so, you know, everyone's talking about who's in it, what's going to be on. People are lining up to watch it. But it's basically Bear Grylls, the beloved Bear Grylls. Mm-hmm. I do love Bear Grylls. and he's got loads of celebs, and they get dropped off in the Costa Rican jungle and basically have to hide from him.
Right.
And if he finds them, they get chucked off the island. I think he puts them through some stunts first, and then the losers of those things that they've had to do in the daytime then go on the hunt.
Okay.
And Bear Grylls has to find them, and then the one he finds gets chucked off the island.
Okay.
So it should be interesting. But we've got some people you may know. Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Yay.
Who doesn't? Shirley Ballas from Strictly Come Dancing, one of our epic presenters.
Nice.
And ex-dancers. Boris Becker. Brilliant. I love tennis.
He needs the money, doesn't
Brilliant.
He?
He's, I mean, been get
through,
him on there.
He's been through a lot.
He was in the media last year for a heart attack or something.
Oh, did he?
In Bali or something. Now he's on this. This is a crazy.
Well, he's been bankrupt a few times, I think.
A lot's happened to
good
Boris.
For him.
I'm happy he's on us.
Yeah.
Lottie Moss, which is the younger sister of Kate Moss.
Mm-hmm.
She's super stunning. And then Changing Rooms.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have not seen him on television for a very long time.
No.
So I'm extremely excited to watch him. But apparently, he nearly dies. And not even joking, I read the article and he is actually saved by Bear Grylls. So they're swimming and the rope, they've got to, I don't know, swim with like a big raft and they're going through this river and the bungee rope is caught around him and he decides to try and carry on, but actually it keeps pulling him back and he's like, I started getting chest pains. I didn't know what was going
on.
And next thing you know, he's blacked out. And he's woken up with Bear Grylls on top of him, like giving him CPR. So he literally did nearly die.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is quite scary, actually. You know, you always think in these celebrity shows, do they actually really put themselves to work? But they do.
It's a bit far to create great TV, isn't it? To nearly die.
But I'm definitely going to watch it, though, now.
Sounds
I know that,
good. So. sounds right up my street. Yeah.
Give me some reality TV.
Near-death experience of exchanging room
exactly.
presenters. Brilliant. Saturday night.
You know, it's definitely in a different scenario than what we're used to seeing Lawrence in.
Yes.
You know.
Slightly less comfortable than his normal surroundings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Holly Willoughby is the presenter.
So, I love her.
Exactly. So we've got to watch. It'll be nice, calming. She'll talk to us. She'll calm us down. And then we'll just be chucked back into some celeb craziness.
Tell us about Big Zoo.
Okay. So Big Zoo is another guy who's on it. And you might not have heard of him. He's actually a rapper and a TV chef.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard of him, I implore you to either watch some of his cooking shows or get his cookbook, Big Zoo, Big Eats. He is hilarious. He should be a comedian, or I guess he is a comedian as well as a TV chef. But his food is fantastic. And then the recipes that he comes up with are just brilliant. But his mother's from Sierra Leone, his father's from Lebanon. So already he's got this great sort of taste buds.
Yeah.
Like different styles of cooking. And he grew up on a estate in London. So again, lots of different cultures, lots of different people. And it all started on a show in like 2020, where he interviewed different comedians on tour and fed them with two of his mates. So him and two mates cooked for these comedians. And it's a really funny show, obviously, because they're comedians. But like, you know, Jimmy Carr's on there, like big comedians.
Yeah.
And he does, yes.
And what's it called?
For them, Big Zoo, Big Eats. So it's the same as the cookbook. Yeah.
Right.
So he does like, tapas and then a 3-course meal and everything's just absolutely hysterical, but also delicious. But like, I'll give an example. Okay, so I've actually made his cheese and pickle poppers.
Okay.
Which is in the cookbook. And it's all super big, powerful food. So if you don't want to make like a statement, get his book and cook it, you know. It's very cheesy, very meaty, very heavy, but like delicious.
Mm. What's a cheese and pickle popper when it's at home?
Cheese and pickle poppers. So his description of what it is I made this one for my bae. She's a cheese and pickle lover, so I united them as sister and brother in a hot bath of oil. Through creating these oozing balls of cheese and happiness, I found a better use for pickles than just tossing them straight in the bin. So what actually it is like mozzarella, cheddar, goat's cheese, and then some chopped gherkin, all wrapped in a ball and deep fried. And when you make them, the smell, for a start, like you can smell, I've actually had a jalapeno and cheese similar thing, like a deep fried jalapeno cheese ball. It's like that, but just so much bigger and so much more cheese. And the pickles so much really do worse. Come through. Yeah, it's so you. Bad for you. Yeah.
Go back to heart attack.
It is. It's definitely heart attack territory. Most of his dishes are. There's one made of...
He's a big lad, isn't he?
He's a big guy. Yeah. He's a big guy and you can tell he eats well.
He's called Big Zoo for a reason.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But his recipes are fantastic. There's one that is super noodles, as in... You know, from the packet instant noodles.
Right.
And he makes a whole nother dish using the super noodles.
Okay.
And it sounds disgusting, but I can tell you that another friend of mine has made those and she was like, they're fantastic as well. So I do recommend, if you haven't heard of him, try out some of his recipes. I'm sure you can get them online as well.
Okay. Big Zoo. Yeah. And that's Z-W.
Z-Z-U-U.
Z-U-U.
Yes.
Okay. And just quickly, Soap World's Trouble.
Oh, yeah. So ITV have announced that they have serious budget cuts coming, which can affect our soap TV. So originally we've had Coronation Street and Emmerdale doing about 6 episodes a week, some double episodes, some like an hour long. From as close as mid this year, there will be 5 episodes a week per, and they're only 30 minutes long. It's actually, the reason is because of the budget cuts, and they're getting rid of already 75 people. That can be mostly production, but some actors as well.
Gosh.
And because of the budget cuts, that means they can't produce as many shows. They can't do as much production, especially the editing, which takes the longest. So they're going to have to shorten it down. They've been doing research knowing this is coming in 2024 and found out that there was a much higher audience when they had shorter shows. So they're working off this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that would be.
Well, because everyone's so busy and it's just easier and quicker to watch a quicker program and then get on with the rest of your day.
Like a quick fix. Like, I really want to see Coronation Street.
Yeah.
But I just need 30 minutes. Okay. It's like a dosage thing.
Yeah.
Microdosing and soap stars.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. So there's going to be 5 episodes a week and they're going to be back to back. So 8 p.m. and then 8:30, the other one. And they're just going to slot them in together.
Okay.
And I've heard...
Do you watch any soaps?
I used to be an avid Hollyoaks fan.
Okay.
Back at university, and then it rolled into my 20s. Since then, I'd say I've trickled off. Reality TV has taken over for me.
Yeah, I grew up watching Neighbours and Home and Away.
Yes.
But haven't really done more than that.
No.
And I just think how much time it will have taken from your life, because there'll be loads of people who have been fans of Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale for their whole lives.
Yes, totally.
Have grown up watching them and then have continued as an adult. There'll be many people who have literally watched them until they've died, you know, their whole life, every single day, every single week.
It's kind of like family.
It's really commitment,
follow,
isn't it?
Yeah, you follow every single storyline and you do talk about them. Like, we used to talk about Hollyoaks outside of watching Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
You know, did you see it yesterday? Oh my gosh, this happened, blah, 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 blah. So it's the same in these scenarios. And I just think, apparently they blew up, someone's house blew up last night in Coronation Street.
Okay.
It's big news. And they used real explosives. And I was thinking, the money that must be spent... No wonder they're having to do budget cuts to keep up, to try and like lure us in, because now a lot of us will have left and gone to watching reality TV, etc. To try and lure us back in, they must be spending a fortune, and now they can't afford it, clearly. Mm. So I'm wondering if the 30-minute episodes will be as enlightening. However, they did say that the beginning of 2026 will see this whole new, you know how Christmas every year soaps like a big thing,
yeah,
and normally people will tune back in even if they're not yes. watching it,
yeah, Christmas special
and dramatics going on,
yeah,
so they're going to trial that for 2025 moving into 2026 as like soap week, so something completely different again.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, okay. I know. So basically I think they're trying to reinvent the soap and make it more accessible
and cheaper.
Yeah. Definitely cheaper.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Franny Katz, for all your showbiz gossip today. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you very much, everyone. Have a lovely day.